Many of you have asked for it, and so I spent some of my paternity leave creating it, an introductory Stoicism course. The best part? I've launched it using Gumroad's Pay What You Want model. So if you want to pay $0, you can get the course for free. That's right, free. Learn more and enroll in the course by going to understandingstoicism.com. That's understandingstoicism.com.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical.
Good morning, Prokoptan. Just a reminder to you that this week's episodes are shorter than usual because we are on vacation. We're wrapping up book number 4, and we will be back to the newly normal weekly calendar of content on February 6th. As a concession to free listeners, I have reduced ad spots in the shows this week to 1 at the start and 1 at the end. Today, we're covering meditation number 48, which reads as follows. Think continually. How many physicians are dead after often contracting their eyebrows over the sick? And how many astrologers after predicting with great pretensions the deaths of others? And how many philosophers after endless discourses on death or immortality? How many heroes after killing thousands? And how many tyrants who have used their power over men's lives with terrible insolence as if they were immortal? And how many cities are entirely dead, so to speak? Hellas and Pompeii and Herculaneum. And others innumerable. Add to the reckoning all whom thou hast known, one after another. One man, after burying another, has been laid out dead himself, and another buries him. And all this in a short time. To conclude, always observe how ephemeral and worthless human things are, and what was yesterday a little mucus, tomorrow will be a mummy or ashes. Pass through then this little space of time conformably to nature. And end thy journey in content, just as an olive falls off when it is ripe, blessing nature who produced it, and thanking the tree on which it grew. Marcus is finishing out book 4 with a magnum opus on death, it seems. Will it be the same for the rest of the week? Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. But as for this meditation, do you think that by knowing things, you create a different ending to this story than anyone else receives? If you are an A-list celebrity, do you feel that your body will rot in the ground differently than that homeless man or woman's who you pass on the way to work every day, yet that you have never stopped to be kind to? Do you think that things like cancer are not visited upon the rich and jovial as equally as they are visited upon the tyrannical and cruel? You're going to die, my dear Prokoptan. That is going to happen, and you shouldn't have anxiety about it. You should have a feeling of peace and solace about it, for what could be better after a life of efforting to be the best version of yourself than eternal rest? A rest you should be grateful for, a rest that returns your individual parts to the cosmos from which it came, a rest that is part of what keeps it all going. What could be a more noble life or a more noble end than to be your best self while you are alive and then, in the end, return the balance of your parts to the universe's ledger so that it can go on doing its thing? Of course, neither Marcus nor I nor anyone else on the Practical Stoicism team is encouraging you to end anything early. That wouldn't be appropriate at all. Instead, we are saying that death will come and you will end. And the only way to feel that you've done your part before that day comes is to put in an honest and appropriate effort every day of your life to do that part. If you do this, you will see death and you will say, as Zeno did, "Why do you call for me so? I am on my way." Because you will be ready for it, because you will know you made the most of your time, you lived the appropriate life you could, and that is all any of us should want to do. Hey, thank you for listening to today's episode of Practical Stoicism. As I said in the episode, we're on a break and we will be back on February 6th. In the meantime, I'd like to invite you into our Discord community so that we can get to know you and so that you can get to know us and other listeners. You can find it at stoicismpod.com/Discord. It is 100% free to join, and we would love to have you. Until next time, take care.